The Minister for Further and Higher Education has called on technological universities outside of Dublin to submit plans to increase state-funded student accommodation in their areas. Simon Harris also said he would not be able to agree to any plans for student accommodation in Cork to be used as an international protection centre for asylum seekers, unless there are clear answers as to what will happen in relation to the students. Shortly before we came on air, we spoke to Minister Harris and first asked him about his latest proposals to increase student accommodation.
Well, today we're building on an announcement I made last year. Last year I got agreement from government to take a change of approach to student accommodation and to recognise that actually we couldn't continue to be reliant on the private market, and that if we built more college-owned student accommodation, we would be freeing up accommodation for people to rent, like families or people to buy, and also providing students with more affordable fit-for-purpose accommodation. So today I'm announcing that we're constructing 521 student houses in DCU and Maynooth, that both of those projects will go to construction this year. And I've also gotten government approval this week to further pursue projects in UCD, Trinity and more in DCU, 2,500 additional units across the city of Dublin. And for the first time also, the government will be inviting all of our technological universities, our universities that are generally based in the regions, in the likes of Letterkenny, Sligo, Waterford, Castlebar, Tralee, Carlow and others, to bring forward their plans and to have those plans submitted to government by March.
Where will these beds be and when will they be ready?
So these beds will generally be based on college accommodation on campus, though we will have an openness to talking to colleges if they want to build them near campuses. They will obviously all be ready at differing stages. For example, the ones in Maynooth will go to construction this spring and will be ready next year. The ones in DCU will go to construction this summer and be ready in 2026.
You're going to co-fund on-campus accommodation, which you announced back in 2022 at below market rates for some rooms, which DCU are already doing. What's new in what you're announcing today?
Well, quite a lot, actually. I mean, firstly, the fact that the announcement was we were going to change the policy in 2022. Today, we're pressing go on 521 student houses in this capital city and in County Kildare and Maynooth. That I've also gotten government approval now to try and advance 2,500 more student houses in UCD, Trinity and more in DCU. And I think the newest thing and the most exciting element is the fact that for the very first time, we're going to seek to build student accommodation in the regions, that we're going to invite our newest universities, our technological universities, to submit their plans and to submit them by March. We're also agreeing today that we want a standardised design for student accommodation. I have no interest, and I've heard this from so many students across the country, I have no interest in the government part funding student accommodation that provides frills that students don't want to pay for or don't require. We need student accommodation that's fit for purpose, and we're going to have a standardised design approach that will reduce construction costs and also speed up delivery.
How many rooms for students have been built so far under Housing for All?
So there's 48,000 48,000 purpose-built student accommodation beds. Of those student accommodation beds, about a third of them are owned by our colleges and about two-thirds of them are owned by the state. Two-thirds of them are owned by the market, private rental. That was the approach that was being taken in our student accommodation policy until I sought approval to change it to one that is more reliant on universities building accommodation and less reliant on the market.
How many have been built so far under Housing for All?
So that's the total number, 48,000 have been built. There wasn't a specific target in relation to student accommodation under Housing for All. The commitment in Action 80 in Housing for All was to develop a new approach to student accommodation.
Are the government going to turn a student accommodation complex in Cork into a long-term reception centre for asylum seekers, as has been reported by the Irish Examiner?
I don't believe so. Obviously, the Department of Integration has a job to do, and they do it well in difficult circumstances, identifying lots of different options in terms of how we respond to the humanitarian crisis. But I too have a job to do, and my job is to make sure that students have somewhere to live in terms of student accommodation. If there was to be student accommodation that was to be used, I'd need to have a clear line of sight in advance of it being used as to where the students currently living there are going to live, how they would have rents at the same price, and when any alternative accommodation would be available.
So it is still being considered, yes?
My understanding is the Department of Integration have had discussions, but it would require a cabinet decision. And what I'm saying as a member of cabinet is I wouldn't be in a position to agree to any such proposal unless there were clear answers as to what was going to happen in relation to the students. I mean, our sector, our third level sector, is very willing to help in relation to this humanitarian crisis. We provide thousands of student accommodation beds outside of term time. But we need to increase student accommodation in Ireland and not do anything to reduce or deplete the amount. And I think that's just logical.
Separately, up to 60,000 cases of overpayment of pandemic unemployment payments were made, according to the Public Accounts Committee, were told yesterday, which could be worth around 200 million euro. Are people going to be pursued to pay back those benefits?
Well, look, the law is clear. Obviously, any overpayment does need to be pursued by the Department of Social Protection. But I don't wish to say that in a way that sounds overly daunting here. The pandemic unemployment payment was put in place at a time of the COVID pandemic. It was the right thing to do. It supported many, many people and helped people make ends meet during a very, very difficult time. It does seem from the discussions at the Public Accounts Committee yesterday that there were occasions where people, and often through no fault of their own, may have received an overpayment. So, for example, you might have gone back to work on a Wednesday, worked the Wednesday, Thursday or Friday, but received the pandemic unemployment payment for that entire week. So we will have to, and we are putting in place a plan where people will need to obviously make repayments and agree.
Are they going to be pursued, Minister?
Well, they will be asked to pay back the money and they will be obligated to do so.
And will they have to do that now or wait until it becomes part of another benefit, for example, a pension benefit?
My understanding is that the Department of Social Protection is starting to reach out to people who did receive overpayments to raise the matter with them and to put a repayment plan in place. Of course, if somebody chooses not to do that, there are other ways that people can be pursued. But that's not the approach the government is taking. We're talking here about many, many people in a very difficult time who availed of a payment they needed. And there can often have been anomalies that arose. Like I say, somebody starting to go back to work as a lockdown lifted and having received a pandemic unemployment payment for maybe a few more days than were required. And I note from the Secretary General's comments yesterday, we're talking about possibly relatively small numbers, small amounts of money for quite a lot of people rather than the other way around.
The Minister for Justice says that the public can have confidence that the people responsible for arson attacks on buildings for asylum seekers will be brought to justice. Now, you're a former Minister for Justice. 6 years after these attacks started, 16 arsons in the last year and no one arrested. Why should the public have confidence now?
Because my understanding from the Gardaí and from the Minister for Justice is that there are a number of very active investigations underway. There are also a number of files, I believe, in relation to anti-migration protests where people breached the law with the Director of Public Prosecutions. I know that there have been very senior Gardaí appointed to a number of very significant situations, appalling criminal acts that were committed, some in recent weeks. Look, we need to get to a point in this country where we have a new long-term migration policy. I think the last number of weeks have been extraordinarily challenging in Ireland. This is a country that sees the value of migration. We absolutely now need to move beyond the emergency scenario of how do you provide people with accommodation in this town or this village. We also to a much more sustainable situation, and we need to move to a point from a migration point of view where there's absolute clarity and understanding amongst the public about how the rules around our migration system work. And I know my colleagues are working on that. But in relation to arson attacks, just to be very clear, these are extraordinarily serious crimes. They carry
for which no one has been arrested and there have been no prosecutions and no one has been brought to justice 6 years after these attacks started.
No one has been brought to justice yet, Gavin, because the government is assured by the Garda Commissioner and by the Minister for Justice that there are a number of very active and very advanced investigations underway. And I don't want to say anything that cuts across or jeopardises that. But I know that even in my time as Minister for Justice, we saw many high profile arrests in this capital city of people who were going from town to town and village to village, trying to cause criminal activity and encourage others to engage in criminal activity. The laws of the land are clear. The Gardaí have the full support and full resources from government to carry out these investigations. But I also know the Gardaí want to do this right and want to get this right, because people who commit these heinous crimes need to be brought to justice and need to receive a conviction.
That's Higher Education Minister Simon Harris.